Stablecoin processor AAA confirms 11.8 million treasury breach. AAA, a Singapore-based stablecoin payments company, has confirmed that one of its corporate treasury wallets was compromised in a security breach, with losses reaching $11.8 million. According to Cointelegraph, the company said customer funds were never at risk and that it will absorb the financial impact directly. The distinction the company drew is the part worth reading twice. The money that left belonged to AAA's own balance sheet, not to the merchants and users who route payments through it. That separation, if it holds up, is the difference between an embarrassing quarter and an existential event. The breach hit the company's own money, not client balances. Payment processors sit in an unusual spot. They move other people's money for a living, but they also hold operating capital of their own to settle transactions, cover float, and manage liquidity across chains. A treasury wallet is that second bucket, the company's working funds, not segregated client deposits. AAA's statement is that the attacker reached the first bucket and not the second. Client funds were unaffected, and the firm intends to eat the $11.8 million loss rather than pass it to users. For a processor, that is the only acceptable outcome, because the alternative, dipping into segregated client money to cover a corporate loss, is how payment companies end up in court. The company has not published a full technical postmortem at the time of writing, so the exact attack path, whether a compromised private key, a signing flaw, or an insider vector, is not yet public. Until that detail lands, the headline number, $11.8 million, is the confirmed fact, and everything about the mechanism is still open. Processor infrastructure keeps drawing fire. The AAA incident is one more entry in a long 2026 run of thefts aimed at the plumbing of crypto rather than at retail users. Cross-chain bridges and settlement layers have been drained repeatedly this year, from the $24.15 million USDC exploit on the AFX bridge to a second Varus coin bridge attack that removed $7.54 million in unbacked payouts. The common thread is that attackers increasingly go after the layer holding the largest concentrated pool of value with the fewest human eyes on each transaction. A treasury wallet fits that profile. It moves large sums, it moves them programmatically, and a single key or contract flaw can expose the whole balance at once. For a stablecoin payments firm, that risk is structural, not incidental. The business model requires holding meaningful crypto reserves to keep settlement fast, and every dollar held is a dollar an attacker can target. Custodial reality behind stablecoin spending. Most people who spend stablecoins through a card or an app never see the processor behind the transaction. They tap, the merchant gets paid, and a company like AAA handles the conversion and settlement in the background. That convenience is real, and so is the counterparty exposure that comes with it. When a custodial provider takes a hit, the outcome depends entirely on how cleanly it separated its own funds from customer funds. AAA is saying that separation held. History has plenty of cases where it did not, from exchange collapses to payment firms that commingled balances and left users waiting in bankruptcy queues. The FTX and Wirecard precedents are the reason client funds were unaffected is the single most important sentence in the company's statement. This is also the practical case for spending from your own wallet where the option exists. Self-custody card designs keep the balance under the user's keys until the moment of a transaction, which removes the processor's treasury as a single point of failure for the user's money. It does not remove every risk, but it changes who is exposed when a breach like this one happens. For everyone using a custodial stablecoin product, the takeaway is narrower. The security of your spending depends on a company balance sheet you cannot see. AAA absorbing this loss is the good version of that dependency. It is worth remembering that the good version is not guaranteed.